Yesterday, we took you to the Iraqi city of Diwaniya. Ann Garrels reported on work being done there by a team of three U.S. Marines in an effort to regain control of the city and the surrounding province. Today, we want to tell you a little bit more about these young troops. They've all been to Iraq multiple times, and none of them had to go back. But when General David Petraeus called on them, they volunteered to return. NPR's Ann Garrels reports the Marines felt they had to attend to some unfinished business.
28-year-old Captain Seth Moulton lives and works in a tiny trailer at remote Camp Echo, which he shares with Iraqis, Polish forces, plus a small number of other Americans. This is a bare-bones mission. The hours are long. During a momentary lull, he opens a package from home. By this, his fourth tour, his family back in Massachusetts knows what goodies he will particularly relish.
There are weeks when the boxes will sit in the pile for days on end because I just don't find the, 10 minutes to sit down and open them. So, come on in.
Hey, what's up?
You have a phone call.
Roger that. So I got half the wrapping of one package off. All right.
Seth Moulton joined the Marines after graduating from Harvard. He did his 4 years and was to go on to Harvard Graduate School. But the war continued to haunt him. The appointment of General David Petraeus and the change in military strategy had a lot to do with his decision to return.
Working for Petraeus just gives me the opportunity to have a pretty wide influence.
28-year-old Sergeant Alex Lemons is also a college graduate who eventually plans to go on for a PhD in English. He could have been an officer like Moulton, but chose instead to join the enlisted ranks. After he left the Marines, he too couldn't shake the war.
We have made promises to these people that we would do everything to help them, and I take that very seriously.
Lemons had worked with Seth Moulton in the past and jumped at the chance to work with him again.
I know he was going to be out here on his own, and the dangers become a lot bigger. I knew I could watch his back.
Captain Ann Gildroy also couldn't shake a feeling of unfulfilled promises. After two tours in Iraq, she'd left the Marines for Harvard Business School because she concluded opportunities for women in the Marines just weren't there over the long term.
I think that you'll find some very, very talented female officers are leaving the Marine Corps because we offer the same thing. We're willing to sacrifice life and anything the country asks for us, but we're not provided the same opportunities, despite what our capabilities are.
General Petraeus had given her challenging assignments in the past, working with the new Iraqi forces. She figured such opportunities were unlikely to come up again, but they did.
I would not have had the opportunity to return to Iraq in a capacity that, would have had sort of this level of influence on people's lives if it were not for that general, because the Marine Corps would certainly not put me in this position.
Each of these Marines has worked before in this Shiite area well south of Baghdad. Their mission this time is to make the forces down here more effective, whether it be the Iraqis, whom they know well, the Polish forces based here, or the local tribal sheikhs. They're Petraeus's eyes and ears. Their job is to be a broker and to solve whatever problems arise. Moulton says these are tasks usually assigned to people well above them in rank.
General Petraeus is someone who he's interested in getting the mission accomplished, even if it means doing things in an untraditional way.
And their assignment is definitely not traditional. It's definitely economy of force. They're on their own. While they don't have the burden of bureaucracy, they also don't have its support. They do everything themselves, driving the Humvee, fixing the radios, manning the 50 caliber gun, you name it. Alex Lemons is the team medic. A former sniper, he likes the independence despite the increased danger that comes with it.
With regular units, there's so little that you can do now because people are afraid of taking risk. And I wanted to take risk that I knew were going to influence a lot of people, Iraqis.
On their return in August, all three were shocked at how the situation in the south had unraveled. Shiite militias and criminal gangs had taken over the provincial capital of Diwaniya as well as much of the surrounding area. Sergeant Lemon says so many of the problems fueling the violence poverty, unemployment, alienation should have been predicted.
It's not as though they were just created after the invasion was over. They were all long-standing problems. So instead of planning for some of these things, which we very well could have planned for, we didn't. We let them happen, and then we reacted.
He personally is the victim of poor planning. In 2004, he fell 3 stories during a raid, seriously injuring his shoulder. Because the Naval Medical Services were so overburdened by then, he was told he would have to get a medical discharge and wait at least 2 years for surgery. Instead, he found a private doctor and paid for it himself. He confesses he's angry, less so for himself than for fellow snipers he feels have not been cared for.
They're only getting 3 or 4% disability for complete misfigurement, you know, where they can't even have a real job because their bodies are just so trashed. And yeah, it really pisses me off.
Yet after his shoulder operation, Lemons went back to Iraq a third time. He felt the experience he had gained was invaluable for his battalion at a critical time.
The most destructive character or quality to have here is inexperience, you know, because we're now losing a lot of really good experienced people out of the military. You know, what we get as replacements isn't very effective.
Now back here again, these Marines think with their experience, they might just have a chance to make a difference in the South and help embolden people to take on the militias. Again, Captain Moulton.
They see the militia as a bunch of criminals and thugs who are a real second choice. But we have to provide that option. And if we don't have the forces, the money, the support, or most importantly, the commitment to provide that second option, then they won't choose us.
But they all worry it could be too little, too late.
I guess after 4 years of being here, it's, I mean, I feel like I'm walking up a steep mountain. And I just can't believe that it's been this much time. And I'm, you know, trying to find the next foothold.
Sergeant Lemons calls it a race against time.
We are so far behind in the game right now that the amount of labor it's going to require to catch up is pretty daunting.
The small camp where these Marines are based was slammed by 13 240-millimeter rockets overnight. The 3 narrowly escaped injury. Ann Garrels, NPR News.